Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, I want to know what the cost is of 24-hour home health care.
The state doesn't approve 24 hours, ma'am. If the patient needed 24-hour care, then they need to be in a nursing home or in an assisted living facility. They will, though, do the maximum, which is to 5 to 6 hours worth of help at home with personal care. So like with bathing, dressing, grooming, medications, grocery shopping, things of that nature.
How can you get 24-hour health care?
There is no 24-hour home care, ma'am.
Then why does this site say 24-hour care?
I don't know what site you're on, ma'am, but you're calling Deluxe Home Care? This is a home care agency. Does the patient need home care services, ma'am?
He needs 24-hour care. He lives with me. He's fell twice. I can't be around 24 hours a day, so I need 24-hour care. And the site I just called you on says 24-hour care. I don't understand
what's,
why.
What's the name of the site you're on?
I'm trying to look for it right now.
Because we don't offer 24-hour care. Unless you're going to pay, private pay, we can do that.
Okay, how much is private pay 24 hours
okay.
a day?
So it's $35 an hour.
All right. So then that would be times 365 days.
Right. They usually, bid 2 weeks in advance. So you could possibly break that down every 2 weeks. And if you guys was to do 24-hour care, then the agency will work out a deal with you. Do you want to submit a referral so that I can get someone to further assist you on to care if he needed it? Or do you want to see if his insurance will cover it? What kind of health insurances does he have?
Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Have you called them to see if they cover home care services?
Yes, and they said it's up to so many hours as needed, how it's worded to them, whether how much they'll pay.
Right. Right. So basically what we can do is $35 an hour, like I said. So do you want to put in the referral and then whatever the insurance doesn't cover, you'll pay out of pocket?
Not at this time. I've got your phone number. I'm going to figure this out that you're saying $35 an hour, 35 times 24. That's already $840 a day.
Mm-hmm. It's very costly.
And that's times 365.
That's why I asked you if you've called his insurance, because then what you could do is max out.
Yeah.
You can max out his insurance, and then whatever the insurance doesn't cover, we could either get him onto Medicaid, because Medicaid also covers home care services, which it will be an additional support if he's eligible, and or you could pay the difference.
He's not. And then that's the part that pisses me off. If you can't afford to pay, you get it for nothing. If you did the right thing your whole life, and now he's 97, they want to take every fucking dime of his retirement.
It's true.
I hate
it's
my
true.
Government. I hate everybody that has anything to do with this.
It's
this
so
is
true.
Totally ridiculous.
And
this
it's so
ridiculous.
Unfortunate. It is. It's very unfortunate. I see it happen every
I'm
day.
I'm 74. He's been with me 5 years, and now he falls every time I turn around. I can't be here 24 hours a day.
No,
I
that's
can't
a lot
pick
for
him
you.
Up.
No,
he's had
no,
stitches
no.
in his head.
Oh,
and
no.
now you want me to pay $6,500 a month, or this astronomical amount, or if you're fucking poor and didn't do the right things in life, you get it for free.
It's so true.
You see my dilemma?
That's, I know.
It's just wrong.
It's horrible. Wrong. It's horrible. I agree with you 100%. But I'm going to tell you exactly what you need to do, okay? Call his insurances, max them out. If he doesn't, you said that he doesn't qualify for Medicaid, so that's a no-no. So call back to his insurance. Yep, back to his insurance, see how many hours they're going to approve. Get them to service him right away, okay? What you're going to do is whatever hours they don't cover, you're going to call me back, because by then you'll know. Jasmine, I'm going to need somebody from this time to this time. So then we could look at the hours that's not covered through the insurance, and then it'll reduce the cost for him. Because then like that, he's not paying 24 hours out of pocket. The insurance is covering something, okay? So whatever the insurance doesn't cover, then you call me back and we'll cover the rest with the private pay.
Well, and there again, all this has to come from a doctor's recommendation before my insurance company.
No, it doesn't.
That's what they told
you mean
me.
That Blue Cross told you that?
Yeah.
Okay, so what you're going to do? Listen to how you're going to, what's your name, ma'am?
Kathy.
Kathy, I'm Jasmine, okay? What you're going to do is you're going to call his primary care physician, okay? You're going to let them know that he's constantly falling. He needs help at home. Tell them that you need a letter that the Blue Cross, the insurance companies are recommending because you need home care services for him. They'll send it over to you.
And they'll have a number of hours stated on there?
No, just tell them that to word the letter saying that he needs home care services and tell them the conditions that he's in, that you're seeking 24-hour care. Let the doctor say how many hours they need so that the insurance can approve it.
Okay.
Kathy, go start there, okay? And then I'm going to give you my direct number. It's 314-501-2508. And this is Deluxe Home Care. Once you got that squared off, you're going to call me so we can do the private pay for the additional hours that the insurance don't cover.
Okay. I'll see what he says. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kathy. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.